Test 78, Section 2, Question 15. This one says, the situation conforms to the following generalization, so it's a principle that we're looking to support by the passage. It's kind of a most supported principle. And it says, the production of leather and fur for clothing is labor-intensive, which means that materials have tended to be expensive. So leather and fur, it's labor-intensive, so it costs a lot, the materials. But as fashion has moved away from these materials, their prices have dropped. So now they're not super in style, and their price dropped, while prices of some materials that require less labor in their production are more fashionable, and are more fashionable have risen. So basically, you have the fashion moved away from the materials, the prices dropped, but they're still labor intensive. But prices of materials that require less labor are fashionable have risen. So that says, well, labor isn't really the only thing that's affecting price. There's also whether or not it's fashionable, that fashionable materials are going to cost more. So something that's going to suggest that the price is at least somewhat tied to the fashionability and not just the labor. So A, the price of any manufactured good depends more on how fashionable it is than on the material it's made from. This one I kind of held on to at first. We'll come back to it in a minute. But I said maybe, because that would say more. It depends on how fashionable. B, it is more important for the materials used in the manufacture of clothing to be fashionable than it is for them to be practical. Well, there wasn't anything about practicality here, so B was out. Materials that require relatively little labor in their production tend to be fashionable. Well, we don't necessarily have evidence that they tend to be fashionable. We just know that now some that are less labor intensive are fashionable, but we know that earlier leather and fur were fashionable. D, the appearance of a manufactured good is the only thing that determines whether it's fashionable. We don't really have appearance determining fashionability. And then E, cultural trends tend to be an important determinant of the prices of materials used in manufacturing. And I said, that's pretty good too. So I went back to the passage, checked it again, said, okay, it's the production of these is intensive, which means these materials have tended to be expensive. As fashion has moved away from these materials, their prices have dropped, while prices of some materials that require more production. Okay, so it's all about the prices of the materials. And then when I read A, the price of any manufactured good depends more on how fashionable that good is than the materials it is made from. And so this is talking about the manufactured good and not the materials, when the passage is just about the materials. So then, E, cultural trends tend to be an important determinant of the prices of materials used. So it's about the right thing. It also says tends to be an important determinant versus the price of any manufactured good depends more on how fashionable than that good is. And so that's also too strong. And so E is going to be our correct answer.